Samuel said that there's none other like him. The man that replaced Samuel as king when he resigned. So he was highly sought after. But what got him was that he started to lean to his own understanding. Despite all his attributes, all his accolades, how well he looked and how well he was, he tragically made some mistakes, amen, in doing the right thing concerning God.
We are in hopes that you enjoyed our bishop's message today and were truly blessed. If you would like a copy of today's message, please call 337-238-0314, or you can visit our website at www.churchofjesuschristhop.org. Praise be to God, to our co-founder, Pastor Annie Mulberry. Be blessed in Jesus' name until we meet again this same time next week.
Grace and favor.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
You just tuned in to the outreach ministries of the Mount Calvary Baptist Church, located 320 Daspit Street in Alexandria, Louisiana. Reverend Ronnie Humphrey Sr. is the pastor. We are a church of the living word, preaching and teaching the word, thereby fulfilling God's command as stated in Mark 16:15, to go therefore into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. At Mount Calvary Baptist Church, leading to others is the church's first priority. Now join Pastor Humphrey in a sermon already in progress.
Sometimes you just need to let it go. Hold all of that mess in. You just need to exercise some of that stuff. Just let the Holy Spirit come in. Man. Miss Martha Smith, we love you. We're glad to have you back. It looks so beautiful. Let me move on for a short period here. We've had so much fun. We've had so much information. And we've got yet to do our communion, so I'm not going to be that long. Let me just condense what my thought process. I'm just going to ask the Lord to let me condense it. John 6 and 27 through 35. I'm going to read this passage, and then we'll talk a little bit, and then we'll move to another phase. John 6, starting at verse 27, says, "Labor not for the meat which perisheth, but for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you, for him hath God the Father sealed. Then said they unto him, What shall we do, that we might work the works of God? Jesus answered and said unto them, This is the work of God, that ye believe on him whom he has sent. They said therefore unto him, What sign showest thou then, that we may see and believe thee? What dost thou work? Our fathers did eat manna in the desert, as it is written. He gave them bread from heaven to eat. Then Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my father giveth you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. Then said they unto him, Lord, evermore, give us this bread. Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. Just like your program says on the front page, I am the bread of life. We just use that subject, the bread of life. The bread of life. You know, bread next to meat is the most famous food staple in the world. Can I get a witness? Bread is one of those things where if you don't watch it, you'll pretty soon eat too much of it. Amen. And before they shut down Ryan's, one of my favorite things was to get that little hot yeast rolls and soup it up with a bunch of butter, all the stuff that I don't need at 240 pounds. I don't need all of that stuff, but I loved it. Amen. Amen. But, you know, God said, well, you couldn't stop on your own, so I'm going to stop you. So he closed up Ryan's. Amen. Thank you, bread used to mean a whole lot of things back in the day. In the 70s, bread meant money. Brother, do you have a little bread to spare? Amen. Not many people say that no more. That's old school. You ask somebody for some bread, now they'll give you a loaf of Wholesomes or whatever. But bread used to mean money. But as this great chapter opens, we find Jesus preaching to a hungry multitude. As he finishes this message, he's aware that they're in need of food for their bodies. Amen. Amen. You know, spiritual food is good, but we need to eat every now and then. Can I get a witness? So he does that which only God himself could do. Takes 5 small loaves of bread, 2 little bitty fishes, and feeds a multitude that was probably over 15 to 17,000 people. Yeah. Oh, I know what you're saying. You're about to say, well, the Bible said 5,000. Amen. But that only included the men. Amen. The men had wives and children. So probably upwards of 17,000 people Jesus fed with that small amount. But after all the people were satisfied, and the bellies were full, the disciples took up 12 baskets filled with the fragments. Amen. Just the leftovers. Some of y'all don't like leftovers. Amen. But the leftovers are good sometimes. 12 baskets with the fragments, 1 basket for each one of those doubting disciples. Amen. Somebody probably was wondering what in the world Jesus is going to do with them two little fish and five loaves of bread. But they found out you can take a little and through Jesus make it a whole lot. Can I get a witness? Now, this is an interesting portrait of Jesus, since bread is a substance known and used by every society on the face of the earth. By the same token, most people enjoy their bread, while some people don't like meat. Some people don't like greens. Some people don't like vegetables of any kind. Most folks like bread. Can I get a witness? Amen, amen. White bread, sweet bread, wheat bread, corn bread. We didn't say corn, we say cone. Cone bread. Can I get a witness? Cakes and cookies, all of that's bread. Any way you slice it, bread is good. And it's a food that most people need. Most people enjoy. When all of this is taken together, it becomes clear why Jesus is portrayed as the bread of life. But Jesus' bread has a personality. Can I get a witness? You see, the bread of life is a person. And according to these verses, the bread of life is not a system. The bread of life is not a denomination, thank God. But it is a person. The truth simply serves to remind us that we can never be saved by some religious system. Can I get a witness? Somebody asks you if you're religious, say, no, I'm Christian. Amen. You see, salvation comes through Jesus, and I believe this, Jesus alone. I don't care how you cut it. Salvation comes through Jesus alone. You see, this is what separates Jesus from all those other quote-unquote religions and self-proclaimed messiahs of the world. You see, they promise a whole lot of great stuff, but all they can really deliver you is death. Amen. Jesus, on the other hand, promises life. He promises salvation. He promises security and satisfaction and absolute safety for your soul. Nobody else can do that. Heaven's bread has a promise. These verses tell us that the bread of life will give man life. Physical bread can sustain us for a little while. Can I get a witness? Maybe a couple of 3 days, we might be all right. But pretty soon, we'll have to eat again. Isn't that all right? Amen, unless you want to fast for a long time. Amen, pretty soon, when your belly gets to your backbone, you got to eat again. Can I get a witness? But Jesus gives us the bread of life, the bread of everlasting salvation. He gives us a salvation that lasts for all eternity. Nothing can ever take away from the saint of God. The fact is this, that no person that places their faith in Jesus for salvation is going to have to worry about dying. Can I get a witness? You see, but all you have to do is reach out and grab it. Because if I invited you to my house and my wife hooked up some of those big old cat head biscuits, can I get a witness? And put it in front of you at 359 Dupree Street. Amen. And I can tell you all day long how good those biscuits are. And I can tell you how many I can eat at one time. Can I get a witness? And don't y'all tell Dr. Garcia about this, but I love biscuits. Can I get a witness? But if you don't reach out and get one of those biscuits yourself, you'll never know how good they are. All you'll be able to do is take my word for it. So I'm telling you right now that you need to reach for the bread of life. Don't just take Ronnie's word for it. Reach out and get the bread of life. He's waiting on you. The bread of life has a presentation. You see, in feeding the people, Jesus presented a type of himself. He's shown caring for the multitude. Amen. You don't worry about feeding anybody you don't like. Amen. Whenever somebody invites you to their house to eat, you can take for granted that they like you or even love you. Amen. Somebody you don't like, you don't care if they ever eat. But Jesus presented himself as a caring Savior. You see, he realized that he'd given them the spiritual bread, But he knew that mankind, that man of flesh and blood, needed to have some physical bread also. Amen. And he took the time to care for man's physical needs. You see, that's what Jesus can do for you. He can care for your physical needs and your spiritual needs. You see, heaven sent some bread down here once before, way back when the Israelites were sojourning in the wilderness, called manna from heaven. And it was given to them when they were lost and hungry. Can I get a witness? I remember they started griping at Moses, wondering what we're going to eat. We're out here, we're hungry, we're thirsty. You could have left us back there with Pharaoh. At least we had something to eat. But Moses said, hold on, hold on. God will deliver. And he sent bread from heaven. But now that bread parallels Jesus. If you'll allow me to give a few illustrations. That bread was small. In Exodus 16 and 14, it speaks about the size. It said, the smallness of that bread speaks to Christ's humility. He wasn't born in a king's palace. Amen. He was born in a manger. Amen. He never employed the riches that were at his disposal. Amen. He could have snapped his fingers and had a better life. Can I get a witness? But he wanted to come as we are. He wanted to struggle like we struggle. He wanted to hurt like we hurt. He wanted to feel lonely like we feel lonely. So when he said he's the bread of life, he knows what we're going through. There's nothing you're going through that Jesus doesn't know about. That manna from heaven was round. Amen. This speaks about Christ's eternal nature. You see, Jesus did not have his beginning just in Bethlehem. He had always been. Amen. He was incarnated physically in Bethlehem. Amen. But Jesus is the eternal Son of God. Amen. And there's no end to Jesus. Just like a round circle. Can I get a witness? Amen. There's never been a time when he wasn't here. Can I get a witness? But now he's come to us in human form. And we know that he's presented himself as the bread of life. No need in being hungry if you got bread right in front of you. Can I get a witness? You see that manna from heaven, it didn't have any spots. It was spotless. You know, no specks or no pepper or any season on it. And that speaks of the sinless, holy nature of Jesus Christ. Because Jesus doesn't have any spots. He doesn't have any imperfections. He was sinless. Amen. And he stayed like that even though he had to put up with some of us. Can I get a witness? I don't know about you, but I just couldn't have done it. Amen. I couldn't have hung there on the cross for somebody that really doesn't like me. Can I get a witness? But he was sinless, and he loved us, and he had a humble heart. So he hung there, bled and died for us. Can I get a witness? But I remember way, way back in the Bible days that before he died, there was a rich man named Nicodemus. Amen. Nicodemus might have been a little hungry for salvation. Can I get a witness? Came to Jesus by the night. Can I get a witness? Want to know what it takes to be born again? And Jesus told him, you can't enter into the womb twice, but you got to be born again to reach the kingdom. Can I get a witness? I remember another story that when Jesus was sojourning in the wilderness for 40 days, can I get a witness? Old Satan eased up to Jesus and said, if you who they say you are, if you're really the Son of God, I want you to turn these stones into bread. See, because I know you're hungry. You've been walking around for 40 days and 40 nights. I know you're hungry. If you're Jesus, turn these stones to bread. But let me tell you one thing. You can't offer bread to the bread of life. Isn't that right? And Jesus said, man does not live by bread alone. Now he was talking about physical bread, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord. Can I get a witness? He's the bread of life. If you're hungry, come on down. He is the bread of life. If you got hunger pain, come on down. He is the bread of life. I don't care where you are. I don't care what you do. He won't leave you hungry, just like the souls he fed. He won't see your need and not address your need. I want to ask you one thing. Is there anybody here today that needs a little bite to eat? Is there anybody here today that needs some nourishment? Is there anybody here today that needs some vitamins? Anybody here today that needs some salvation? Say it! If you need Jesus, say it! Come on down! Say it! Thank you, Jesus. I'm so glad. I'm so glad that he's the bread of life. It'll never spoil. I'm so glad you don't need to get a bread box for Jesus. I'm so glad you don't have to worry about freshness. I'm so glad. So glad. How about you? Is he able to lift up a bowed down head? Has he ever done anything for you? Say yeah. If he healed you, somebody ought to say yeah. If he fed you, somebody ought to say yeah. If he lifted you up, say yeah. Say yeah. I got some bread. I got some bread. Come on, let's eat. I got some bread. Amen, but it doesn't come from Ritz. They closed up Wholesome Bakery, so they can't make bread anymore. Amen, Little Debbie's snack cakes is not what I'm offering you. But I invite you to Jesus. I invite you to Jesus. Right now, you may come by letter, Christian experience, or you may be a candidate for baptism. We're all hungry for something. I invite you to the bread of life right now. Why don't you stand? It may welcome somebody down this aisle. It's your time right now. All the stuff we do, all the announcements we made, all the scriptures we read is for this purpose, to add to the kingdom. So why don't you come right now? Amen. I invite you to Jesus, not just to Mount Calvary. I don't do that anymore. Now, you're welcome to join Mount Calvary, but there may be somebody that just wants to accept Jesus. You see, salvation is different than church membership. So I invite you right now. Come on, somebody. Bread of heaven. Bread of heaven. Come on and feed me. Bread of heaven. I'm hungry. Feed me. Come on, somebody.
Thank you. no more.
We know you've been blessed by Reverend Ronnie Humphrey's sermon today, and copies of Pastor Humphrey's sermon are available by calling the church at 318-445-3789. Please mention today's date and join the Mount Calvary Baptist Church, 320 Bassett Street, at its regular